Now, if you were listening to the show last week, we were talking about the cost of energy and the fact that the big energy providers are very, very slow in reducing prices. Now, they have dropped a little bit, but nowhere near, many are saying, what they should have dropped, because the energy providers are paying so little now for their raw materials and not passing it on to you and me. Well, switching providers was suggested by the West Suffolk MP Matthew Hancock. He said, switch, I've done it, it's easy. Well, we had so many people getting in touch saying it might be easy for him, but it's not so easy for me. Well, Matt Porter, our gadget man, has just the thing to help us keep track of the amount of energy that you use, and also how to help you switch to a cheaper deal. And he's on the line to us right now here at BBC Radio Suffolk this morning. Hi, Matt.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for joining us. You were listening last week, and a lot of people were pretty angry about the amount of money they're spending on gas and electricity, and you were listening to that debate. So what have you got?
Well, for the last month, I've been testing a piece of kit by a company, a local company, called Loop, which is a real-time energy monitoring system. It monitors both gas and electricity. So it's very easy to install. You kind of have three pieces of kit. One you plug into your broadband, which is like a receiver, and the other two go onto your gas and electricity meter. So with the electricity meter, you clamp it around the cable. It doesn't physically attach, it just clamps around, and that monitors your electricity use. On the gas, you just stick a piece of kit over the top of the dial, so it therefore can monitor the usage of gas. And then you can then go to your internet browser, log into it, and it will show you your live usage of energy. So, for instance, here I can look at it, and it shows that at the moment the heating's on at home, and it looks like the tumble dryer's been on for a little while because there's a peak of electricity. It shows me in monetary terms how much I'm using today. So I've used £1.69 in gas and 81 pence in electricity. But it knows that because when I set the system up, it asked me what tariff I was on with which company and what my meter readings were. So it's showing me live usage in very, very easy to read screens.
So if you've got one of these at home, you can actually show other members of the household and say, look how much we're using now.
Exactly.
And it might be enough to encourage them to switch some lights off or turn the heating down a bit.
Yeah, it's showing at the moment, for instance, over the last 5 days, I use an average of 37 pence an hour in gas and 4 pence an hour in electricity. So it's that kind of thing. You can actually see, for instance, during the day when there's certain peaks, what's going on. Now, the point with this as well is because we've put in the tariff and the actual gas or electricity company, it will then, after a certain amount of time, once it's used its sort of intelligence to work out your usage, it can then turn around and say, or it can then start saying, you can save money on another provider. So it's got an option there where you can do a switch energy provider. So say your gas and electricity is cheaper on another tariff, would you like to switch? And at that point, it helps you switch, but you click the button, because it already has your details on the system when you've registered, it does the energy switch for you. So you're not having to deal with anybody over the telephone, you're not having to go through all of that rigmarole where they try and talk you out of it. It's all done automatically.
Do you like it?
It's really good. I mean, it's got a great... I mean, to view, you know, cause you can set a monthly budget and it will tell you how well you're doing through your budget. Oh, it's excellent. Really very, very easy to understand the information on there. And there's some good stuff on there where, you know, it will tell you how many trees you might have used, for instance, or how many trees you need to plant in order to offset your carbon usage and all of that kind of stuff, which is a bit of fun, really. And I guess for sort of illustrating to your children, perhaps, that, you know, they need to go around switching lights off and stuff like that. So it's, okay, it's an excellent system. It's about £49. You can buy them apparently from, I think, B&Q sell them. So it's £49 to buy the kit, and very easy to fit. And then from then onwards, you can view it via your computer or through app. There's two apps that you can download, which means that you can be out and about and see what usage is going on while you're out of the house.
Is this up on your blog yet, Matt?
It isn't quite yet. It will be later on today. I'll put it on there later today, and I'll also put some pictures up of the screenshots of my usage and stuff like that. So
fascinating. TheGadgetMan.org.uk, TheGadgetMan.org.uk. Matt, thanks ever so much for joining us. Our gadget guru, Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design. You can find him at Innovation Martlesham on Adastral Park, and TheGadgetMan.org.uk. He'll get some more details up about that particular gadget. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? That particular gadget online later on today.